turn to Luke chapter 19 this morning. I just want to give you a few things out of the life of Zacchaeus. I like reading about Zacchaeus. For a lot of different reasons, but let's go ahead and read it. Luke chapter 19, verse 1, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was a little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from him, from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, Father, thank you for the word of God that we read. And I just pray, Lord, you would help us to see and understand what we need to understand. And Lord, I just pray also that you would encourage our hearts with the word of God today. And Lord, we just thank you for everything that you've given. And we just ask your help in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, when we look at this passage of Scripture, if you really want to see the full impact of this, you obviously need to read the chapter and certainly read the parable afterwards, because the two are related. Because in verse 11 it says, And as they heard these things, he hadn't spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. So he gave them information the parable based upon what happened with Zacchaeus here. So we need to understand that as well. But I want to take a look at something. All right. He says, And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. Those were the tax collectors. And he was rich. He was a rich man. But he had made his money by being a tax collector for the Roman government. Therefore, he was greatly despised by the people, because the tax collectors, the way that the tax collection went was the tax collector set the rates, and or the government set the rates. And the tax collector would set would go out and have the authority of the government to collect the rates. And if people didn't pay the rates, then the soldiers would come. But the only thing the government cared about was whether or not they got their money. And so the tax collectors would often charge more, and significantly more, and they would pocket the difference. And that was so it was a corrupt system that they worked under. Nobody begrudged the tax collectors from making a living, because they had to make a living, right? It was a job like any other, but they had the power of the Roman army behind them, but they did not have the accountability that the government would make them only give so much. All right, so they were free to take advantage of people and take money by force. Now, one thing about taxes is taxes are always taken by force. Did you understand that? Taxes are always taken by force. If you don't pay your taxes, they are going to take them by force. So you are always under, when we talk about taxes, you're always under the issue of force. People don't understand that. All right? And, you know, and just as an aside before we get into the message, and this is not anything related to the message, this is an extra thing because it's important in our day and age, particularly in our language. A lot of people, they talk about the government funding, okay? And they say government funded. There is no such thing as anything, and there never has been in the history of government, of anything being government funded. Governments don't make money. Governments only take money. And that is to some degree a necessity. But the reality is, it's not government funding, it's taxpayer funding. We fund it. The government funds nothing. All right? The government makes money by taxes. And it's always been that way. That's nothing new. So, but we need to get it right in the United States of America. Everybody thinks, well, the government's going to provide money. No, that money's being taken from somebody and given to you. All right? So, that's the whole point. So you need to understand that. Those taxes, and they're taken by coercion. And when everybody wants the government to fund everything, they don't think about it in those terms. But what you're doing is when you want the government to be the answer, what you're doing is you're saying, I want the government to by force take more from me or from other people. That's what they're saying. So when we talk about taxes, it's never changed. It was there in that day and age that people like Zacchaeus were able to come in, and they had the ability to take it for personal gain. And that's the thing we always fight about. Many historians, when we talk about America, many historians and founding fathers and others said that America's biggest danger was when the people got to the point to where they could vote themselves money out of the federal government. In other words, through taxation, that they could vote to get more money. We're dealing with that, and it just seems more and more as we go. But see, that's the nature of people. And so this man, when everybody said that this man was a sinner, they were absolutely right. And when you and I want the government to tax other people so that we can get something from them, that's sinful. Something to think about, isn't it? We don't think about it in those terms. We don't think about it in those terms. We think a lot of times somehow we are entitled, and that's why we got this whole idea of entitlements, and they made entitlement welfare and all that type of stuff. Welfare is not an entitlement. It's money taken away from others, given to you. And there may need to be some of that. But the problem is we have a lot of people that just want the government to pay money. And that's wrong, because the government doesn't pay any money. But we don't think of sin in that term, do we? But boy, I tell you what, the people that suffered at the hands of people like Zacchaeus, they could sure see the sin in it, couldn't they? They were upset when Jesus went to go and eat with this man. They knew he was a sinner. They knew he had done wicked things. They knew he had taken advantage of the law for his own wealth and well-being. And so, but here's Zacchaeus, and the good news is, regardless of who people are, if the Spirit of God can get a hold of their hearts to where they desire to know who Christ truly is, their lives can change. They can become godly people. And all of us can become that way. And he said he sought to see Jesus who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. Now I have said something in many cases before. I've said this about this before, about Zacchaeus. And we sing the song about the little children, about Zacchaeus being a wee little man and climbing up in a sycamore tree. And he is there, and it's always amazed me that he was willing to climb a tree to see Jesus. And I've often asked the question, what are you willing to do to see Jesus? Are you willing to get on your knees and pray? Are you willing to open the Word of God and study it? Or I'm going to need somebody else to get me some water, please. I'm running this water awful quick. I'm sorry, my tooth is hurting really bad right now. But Denise, it's right there. Yeah, it's all there is.
We don't have any over here. It's not cold. Okay.
But anyway, I've asked that question. What would you do to see Jesus? Would you climb a tree to see Jesus? Would you? I mean, a lot of times we think about that, but we become very lazy sometimes when it comes to truly get a vision of God. But Zacchaeus climbed a tree, and he had to climb a tree for a reason. And this is another thing when we talk about this, when we talk about climbing up a tree. Thank you. That's fine. All right, that's service for you right there. Amen. All right. When you talk about him climbing that tree, he had to do that because there was an obstacle to him being able to see. And the reality is that there are obstacles to us. There are always going to be things that are going to try to get between us. Kids, this is something you need to listen to. If you want to truly know God as a person, and you want to truly have a relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to have to realize that there are going to be obstacles. There are going to be people. He said he couldn't see because of the press. Now that's not talking about the news media and all that, but they do as much as they can to obfuscate and try to hide the truth from people. We understand that. But he's talking about the number of people. And one of the biggest things that will stop you from being able to have a relationship with God is people. People. If you don't understand that the devil will use people to try to get you not to see God, you're not paying attention. You don't understand. Your friends, your family, always obstacles, aren't there? The truth of the matter is that people will be a problem to seeing Jesus. But that problem is not insurmountable. That problem is not insurmountable, praise God. But you have to understand there's going to be obstacles. There's going to be things. There's going to be claims on your time. There's going to be claims on your resources. There's going to be all types of things that will happen. There's just life, and then there's people. I was talking to one of my family members not long ago, and they were talking about possibly moving closer to family. And I was thinking about how I would counsel them about that. You know, they were asking my opinion about it. And I was just thinking about it. How would I counsel them? I said, well, you know, I said on the positive side, you'll be closer to your family. And then on the negative side, you'll be closer to your family. Because it has problems, doesn't it? People cause problems, and they can be obstacles to us having the relationship with Christ that, and seeing Jesus as we should see Him. And we have to be careful of that. But the good news, it says, when Jesus came to the place, He looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. The good news is, despite the obstacles, if you want to know the Lord, He's going to be there.
Amen.
You just got to go ahead and go to the place where you needed to be. Whether it's on your knees in prayer, or whether it's not, whether it's in the Word of God studying, or maybe it's out in service. You remember Jesus did say, you know, if you look at Matthew 25, He said, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, for I was sick and ye visited me. I was in, I was hungered and you fed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was in prison and you came unto me," right? Remember those? In Matthew 25? And they said, when did we see you in all this time? And He said, as much as you've done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. So, we can safely say that if Zacchaeus hadn't taken the time to climb the tree, he might have not got saved. And he certainly wouldn't have known Christ the way he did. And so, if he didn't climb the tree, he would have missed out. A lot of people want to know about Jesus. Part of the message in the morning preaching service about the power of God is going to be the fact that people want to see the power of God. People want to see the power of God. But the problem is, so often that they're not willing to do what's necessary to see the power of God. They want to see it. I want you to think about what we're talking about here and think about it. Do you want to see the power of God? Do you want to see the truth? And of course, the wonderful thing about it is he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. That not only did Zacchaeus do what was necessary to see Jesus, but when he did, he received him joyfully. He was happy. He was happy. Kids, pay attention. He was happy to see Jesus. He received him joyfully. And let me give you an example. A lot of times we read in the Bible and it's convicting, isn't it? You ever read in the Bible and just felt, I don't like what I'm reading because I don't like what I'm seeing in the mirror of God's Word? You ever been there? Well, the obvious answer to that is receive that joyfully. Why? Because God's showing you that because He loves you. Receive it joyfully. Do something about it. And that's what he did too. Of course, everybody else was all upset when they saw it. They all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." What he was doing was going back to the Old Testament law. And actually, he was going beyond the Old Testament law. You go back in the Old Testament law, and I was actually reading it earlier this morning when I was doing some studying on another subject, but you go back in the Old Testament law, and if a thief took something, he was to pay it back fourfold. Okay? And in some cases, depending on what it was, it may be fivefold. But when when a thief took something, he was supposed to pay it back according to the law fourfold. So he's saying, I'm a thief. I'm going to do what God says I'm supposed to do. But I'm going to go beyond that. The half of my goods I'm going to give to the poor. I'm going to take care of the poor. I've been way behind on doing what I should. I'm rich and I could help and I could do something. And so he did that. And Jesus said, this day is salvation. Come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. So he heard the word of God and he acted upon it. You see, he knew what the Bible said. And sometimes that's what we need to do. He was a Jew. He was not ignorant. He went to the synagogue and he learned in the Bible what he was supposed to do. He knew what the law said. He just didn't do it. Just that's no different than people growing up in church and knowing what the Bible says and not doing it. And even if you didn't grow up in church, even if you went to church a few times and you learned things, sometimes things were passed down to you. And you know, when I got saved, when I trusted Christ as my Savior, there were a lot of things already I knew were right, and I knew were wrong, wasn't there? And the question was I going to do anything about it? And so it is now. When you meet with Jesus and He's there, and He shows you things, are you going to do something about it? Are you going to receive it joyfully? And, you know, Zacchaeus got saved because he called him Lord. He acknowledged himself a sinner. He called Jesus Lord. And he had to put his faith and trust in Him. He believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he got saved. But you see the progression, don't you? You see a lost, wicked man who wants to understand who Jesus is. He does what's necessary to see Him. When he sees Him there, he receives Him joyfully. And it makes a difference, doesn't it? And then when the time comes, what he's been confronted with is sin. He's confronted with the holiness of God and he does something about it. There's just a nice, beautiful little picture there of repentance and faith and redemption. He says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. And then, isn't that amazing? Not a very difficult lesson, not a thing to think about much there, but it's just something we need to do. If you opened your Bible this morning before you came to church, and I pray you did, if you did that, were you looking for Jesus or were you just going through the motions? And hopefully you were looking for Jesus, and if you did you want to learn something? Did you want to see something? Did you want to see the glory of God? Did you want to see the power of God? Did you want to see Jesus do something? And when He confronted you, what did you do about it? That's the picture. That's the thing we have to understand when we look at that. So we want to look at that. If we anything, we ought to want to be like Zacchaeus. We'll do whatever's necessary to get closer to the Lord. We'll get closer to Him. We'll We won't let the obstacles stop us. They may make it more difficult, but they're not going to stop us. We're going to see what we need to see. And then when Jesus reveals Himself to us, when we see what He wants for us, just like the day we were saved, we say yes. We deal with it then and there. And that's the way to live a good, successful Christian life. Isn't it amazing how many times God tells us this in the Bible? Isn't it amazing how many either God shows us by example or tells us directly that we are to live by faith? Just the same way we were saved. We were saved by grace through faith. We live by grace through faith. Now the just shall live by faith. Not just faith in general, but faith in the Lord. And boy, I tell you what, as America goes on in the direction it is, folks are going to have to learn to live by faith again. Too many people trusting and wanting to wait to see what the government's going to do instead of looking for Jesus. God's people ought to be looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll close the Sunday school lesson today. Father, thank you for the Word of God. I just pray, Lord, that you'd help us to understand the truth of your Word. Help us to see the truth as we ought. And Lord, I just pray that you would help us to just not allow any obstacles to deter us from getting a clear view of you and your will and your glory and your power. Lord, help us to understand that and help us to receive you joyfully when you come to that place where we're searching and seeking for you. And help us to just humble ourselves and just acknowledge the truth, for good or for bad, whatever it may be, and whatever it may be, whether it's a blessing and an encouragement, or whether it's just a challenge or a chastening. Lord, help us to just receive your presence joyfully, and Lord, just do what's necessary to make things right with you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.